On This Day with Gunners and Ali. Thanks to Celebrations Barraguff and Meadow Springs, spend $100 and you could win a Harley or $15,000 cash.
It's Thursday the 29th of October and having a birthday is Frank Sedgman. The Aussie tennis champ is 93.
Frank's a bit of a legend. Him and his partner Ken McGregor became the first pair in the world to win the Grand Slam.
There you go.
Nice one, Frank. Danny Crane.
I'm Danny Crane.
No, Denny Lane.
Oh, it's Denny Lane. Ah, right. The English musician who in the early 70s joined Paul McCartney and his band Wings today is 76.
It was on this day, way back in 1946, Peter Green was born, the original guitarist and vocalist with British band Fleetwood Mac. Of course, we sadly lost him earlier this year, the age of 73.
American actor Richard Dreyfuss is also 73, of course, been in such movies as American Graffiti, Jaws.
All this machine does is swim and eat. And make little sharks. And that's all.
Close Encounters of the Third Kind and Mr. Holland's Opus.
I love that movie. It's great. Lee Child, the British author, best known for writing the Jack Reacher novels, is 66.
Dan Castellaneta, the US actor and voice artist who voiced this guy.
Back to my phone.
And this guy.
Hey Mel, bring me another nicotine patch.
And this guy.
I did wear a dress for a period in the 40s.
And don't forget this one.
And I say England's greatest Prime Minister was Lord Palmerston.
He's 63 today.
Eddie Maguire, the Aussie TV presenter, is 56.
Andrew Eddinghausen, the former Australian rugby league player, is 55.
Winona Ryder, my favourite actress from the 90s, she's 49 today.
And a couple of former Australian test cricketers celebrating birthdays today. Greg Blewett is 49 and so is Matthew Hayden.
It was on this day, way back in 1863, the International Red Cross was founded.
The stock market crashed on Wall Street in 1929. Of course, that was the cause of the Great Depression.
In 1945, ballpoint pens went on sale in America. One would say they were on point.
Well, you could say that. Cassius Clay fought his first bout as a professional fighter in Louisville, Kentucky in 1960.
Of course, that's Muhammad Ali. Mm. I remember this. 1983, 3D movies were screened for the first time on Aussie TV on Channel 10, and you had to get those red and blue glasses to put them on to view the 3D screening.
Yeah, it still didn't look quite 3D.
It looked bodgy as.
And finally, John Glenn became the oldest person in space when he rode a space shuttle into orbit on this day in 1998. He was 77 at the time, but back in the 60s, this is what happened.
Just to my right, I can see a big pattern of light. I can see the outline of a town and a very bright light just to the south of it.
Rockingham, you're saying there.
Roger, the lights show up very well, and thank everybody for turning them on, will you?
Yep, that's our Rockingham. How cool is that?
That's so cool. And that's on this day, Thursday, the 29th of October.